And here we are for a Thursday morning episode of Dualistic Unity Raw. And it really is weird to say, and here we are, considering we are actually both here. That's not something that usually happens. This last week of recording on the podcast has been a lot of fun because we've actually been here and shooting the breeze. And I think we're starting to recognize that things that we kind of just go through day to day and talk about and whatnot is actually, you know, there's a certain degree of value there in just expressing it and sharing it. We went for a walk yesterday, and it was like a 20-minute walk through Bowen Park in Nanaimo, just because we had a break between we had two episodes. We had then an hour break, and then we had like another 4 hours of groups and whatnot. So we went for that walk, and Andrew just took out his phone, asked me a question about, you know, the very common feeling of just wondering what the fuck you're doing and if you're doing it right, and just that, you know, kind of temptation to panic. And so we did. We filmed a short video and we didn't think about it. I love the fact that it's a one cut clip. Like, it's just conversation start to finish, and that's it. And it's doing really well this morning because there was no planning behind it. There was no, we're going to send a message. There was none of that shit. It was just like, hey, here's the reality of how these conversations happen when you're really involved in them. And it really resonated, as well as our weed reviews. They've been doing really well because, again, that's just us chilling out. I love the fact that our weed reviews aren't really about, like, you know, the terpenes and how it's grown and who's growing it and all that stuff. It's very much like, all right, well, we're going to try this out and we're going to let you know how it goes for us. Right. And that's the experience of most people. You know, it's not like, well, this was really good because the trichomes. Most pot smokers don't do that. Pot growers do that, sure, right? But pot smokers just go buy the shit and smoke it. And what they want to know is, what kind of high is it? You know, which is why I like those leaf profiles. They're the ones that are just like energetic, and, you know, this one's like paranoid. And you're like, oh, why would anybody grab that one? You know, like that kind of thing. But this is the thing, is that what we're proving here is that it's not really about the strain. It's what you do with it. You know, I look forward to grabbing some of those strains that straight up say paranoid, you know, and then make the most out of it. Because, I mean, that's the point. It's a great chance to show it, just by virtue of what we're doing, that you really do have a say over your response to what you're going through. Things are going to change. You're not always going to have control, but that's not really what it's all about. It's about just your response. You know, your response ability.
Always. Yeah. And you can be going through things and still living your life too. You know, like, you can be feeling a lot of different things and still show up and be involved in the experience that you're having. You know, you're eating a meal and there's stuff going on, right? It's like, you can be fully involved in that meal. You can be fully involved in the situation that you're in. And when you're feeling certain, you know, discomforts arise, it's like, it's indicative of growth. It's showing you that there are shifts happening, you know, and then it informs the, you know, less uncomfortable feelings in the future, you know, and just because you're feeling a certain way doesn't mean that you have to respond in a specific way. You can just kind of feel it and still show up. And so, yeah, it's been really cool though, being able to film content in person, going on the walks, doing the food reviews, the cooking, we're going to do restaurant reviews.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just very, very easy to just get the content out. And then this morning we were going to film some, and we're like, we can also just chill and walk. And
see, that's what I like about that, right? Yeah. Because it's so important to watch out for that. Well, this is working really well. Now we got to do it, you know, because then all of a sudden the reason it's working really well just starts to disappear. The reason it works well. And again, this is a unique, I guess, thing, because what I'm saying by work well is the reason it has an impact as being authentic is because it's authentic. Right. It's not because it's orchestrated to look authentic. It's not like it's planned to be authentic. And if we started going, shit, we're going for a walk in the woods, here comes the authenticity. You know, like, it's just like, there's so much
pressure. You put on your authenticity hat today. Oh, you don't have it on. You got your underwear though, right?
So that's what I mean. Like, it's one of those things that you just, it's if it's happening, great. And that's why I appreciate the fact that what we've been doing is just taking the opportunity as we're shooting the shit, as we're walking around, we're doing stuff, to just grab the phone and just whatever. I'm just going to hold this up while we're doing this. And I really enjoy the fact that we both managed to ignore the phone. Right? Like, we're aware it's there, but it's kind of like, meh. Like, we know it's like, we're so used to it, I think, because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, we do this all the time. We know, you know, yeah. This is happening. Hi. We know. Right?
Yeah.
But we just tune it out. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool how that's translated into that. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to looking at a lot more stuff too. Like, the weed reviews are great. The restaurant reviews are going to be dope. But then we got like some skit comedy coming, and oh man, yeah, we're going to need an editor at some point. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, into the ether. But yeah, because like, there's been so many conversations on the podcast about, you know, the back and forth, and all the sort of cerebral stuff is out there. And so it's been cool just, you know, putting more out, and really it just being like, you know, an expression of yourself all the time. Like, you can't prepare to be yourself. You don't have to prepare to be yourself. You can just, you know, express where you're at and what you're going through. And I feel like I've said that a billion times, but it is, you know. And even seeing, like, yesterday I saw an older video from like 2 years ago, and it looked like a totally different person. Like, it was really kind of, it was like I didn't recognize myself for a bit. And like, we were talking a little this morning about how, you know, maintaining a perspective of yourself and feeling good about that isn't hiding anything that you would feel without that or would express without that. It's just a way for you to feel better.
Yeah.
Always. And so if you're trying to build this positive idea, it's just your own idea that you're trying to maintain, and it continues to get in the way of every interaction that you're ever going to have in your entire life. Like, every experience that you're going to go through, it's going to be cut down by this maintained perspective of, you know, how you're doing with things, or how you should be doing, or how you should be feeling relative to how you're feeling, you know? So it isn't something that you got to keep holding on to. That's an idea. All right.
Well, it's funny because you looked back at your video from 2 years ago. You're like, who the fuck is that? Can you imagine what it's like for me looking back at that video from 2005? No. Oh my God. And it's so funny to me because I put that video online again, and immediately it started like blowing up. I don't even know what it's at today. I think I'm over 30K.
Damn.
Right. And yeah, it's just kind of funny. Yeah, 37K.
Holy shit.
It was at 19 last night. Like, it just
100.
It's just picking up speed. But it's funny because when I look back at that, the things I'm saying aren't too different, but they are.
Yeah.
Like, there is decidedly a difference in what I'm saying there versus how it's being expressed now. Mm-hmm. And it's subtle, but I would love to go back and actually just grab that whole clip, like the whole 5.5 minute thing there, and toss it up on here and do a commentary.
I'm game.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. You're saying like right now?
Maybe. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, because that video, it's interesting. Yeah, it's because like the words don't really change, but you can feel it in person and just in how they express themselves, you know? Like, it's in how you live your life too, what your priorities tend to be. It's reflected in everything. It's not just, you know, any words. If anything, like, words get in the way of the expression to an extent, you know, just talking about it. And Yeah, because it's never been
so many of these.
Never been. Are these all the videos?
Oh yeah, these are some. These are the ones that, and again, some of them are distorted, yeah. But yeah, you want to see?
Sure.
All right, we're just gonna choose a random video. Oh man.
One of the things about YouTube that is both beneficial and very educational is that through the videos that everybody is releasing, we're allowing ourselves to be essentially watched by the world or watched by whatever reflection of the self is watching us. And of course, those reflections have the absolute right to leave a message, whether it be through video or text. Now, I have nothing against either form of expression, video or text. I think that they're both useful in their way. But the thing that I'm noticing more and more is that for every reflection of the self that is connecting with what's being said, there are a great deal of reflections of the self who are immediately shutting it out, and they're doing so through judgment, they're doing so through labeling, and they're doing so through dedication to the choices they've already made and what they've chosen to already see, rather than the fact that everything's changing all the time, and that through seeing that everything's changing all the time, you yourself are changing all the time. And this is exactly what I've talked about in a few of our videos, is that right now what we're experiencing is the, and I'm not going to say rebirth of the self on a large scale, but I will say the reemergence of the self on a large scale. And where for a long time now, the self has laid very, very dormant because it's wanted to experience duality in the most extreme state it can. And we've been doing that. I mean, just look at your history.
Okay, so right there is a perfect example of the change. I'm like, well, we're waking up now because, you know, the self is, it's coming back. Uh-huh. It's like, yeah, I've waited long enough. There's so much there in terms of like, oh yeah, like, we're in control. We're coming back to ourselves. We're on our way to the promised land. You know, all that shit. And it's just like, you know, I hear what I'm saying there, and I'm not necessarily incorrect about a lot of it. The problem is that a lot of it is still informed by the conflict I'm having with the world at this point in my life. And I'm in conflict with things I'm experiencing, and so I'm projecting onto the world around me. And because I'm still suffering, I'm like, I need a way out of this. You know, we all need a way out of this. We're waking up. We're on our way. And it's like, it's not untrue, but it's also not true. Like, it's not exactly what's happening, because it's not like, you know, we're choosing to wake up. The self is choosing to wake up. No, you're choosing to wake up. You, the listener, you are choosing to wake up and just look at your life and your choices and the things that come from them. You're choosing to embrace change. You're choosing to be authentic and vulnerable. You. It's not some universal source self that's like, now it's time. It's not that. We can oscillate back and forth willingly, and we do. But it all comes down to you and the ripples that you make. Right? And that's true for each and every one of us. And yes, we're all the same entity, but that doesn't imply that there's some overseeing intelligence that's like, now is the time. Rather than there's just a bunch of water droplets that have changed direction, and so the tide is turning with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's an option. More so, okay, it's like it seems more like something that stems from me, you know, like, it's something that isn't happening to me. It's like a moment-to-moment option in my life. And as much as there isn't, you know, a disconnect between anyone, and it's just me choosing into my life, is just me seeing myself and everyone and acting accordingly. And it's just that, it's not like anyone's doing anything to you or for you or, you know, even there for you by any means. It's like very much a solo journey, but it's like a solo option, you know? It's not some grand sort of self thing in the application of it, of myself, in the application of myself. Again, it's like I'm always doing it. So,
exactly. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, that whole video made me super uncomfortable. I hate watching them. You know, like I'm watching myself. I'm like, oh, God. Not only am I looking at it going, oh, God, in terms of like, shit, I'm still so stuck in my head. I'm like, get to the fucking point. Like, that's so much. I'm just like, get to the point. Let's see what else we got here.
Well, there's like and I definitely have felt that sort of like continuing to talk about it. It's like a feel good sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it's about the words. Yeah. Hmm.
Dude, I did so many of these. Some of them are corrupt, though. That's the problem, is the files didn't end up saving. Okay. Hold on. Where is it?
The return.
Oh, shit. That's my buddy. Oh. That's my buddy. So, fuck. I hope he doesn't mind. I'm going to fucking air this.
Probably not.
My buddy, Chad. He's got a real talent, man. Yeah. I gotta tell you. And so one day he just came over and decided to do this on camera for me. I was very excited. So here, we're gonna play this. And again, I want to give some backstory. This is the friend who, upon going to the hospital and getting, or going to the doctor and getting a checkup, was told that he may have cancer in one testicle. And so they're like, we want to do surgery. And so they removed the testicle and found out there was no cancer.
Oh, right? My God.
And like a fucking boss, the guy just deals with it. He's just like, man, like, he just doesn't give a shit.
Doesn't give a shit.
And the reason I'm telling you this is because it's part of the lyrics. Here we go.
Oh, this is...
This is the return from last year when I was sleeping, dreaming, arrogantly cut down, weak, and I recuperated. I rejected that beacon by treating myself like I was on an extended weekend of heavy investment in beat programming and the pen, keeping an eye to the sky of my mind, interacting with thought clouds as they roll by, sketch them on a page in my book of rhymes, applied to a beat, now they're crystallized, documented piece. Tangible thought, old school pulse propelled by your audio system. Dig it, listen to this, cause I'm outlining the mission, which is tipping and flipping the scales, ripping the script, the new topic in Kirk Link and MC's microscopic, talking about unnoticed small town in the forest, but impenetrable fortress, a metallurgical fortress, and microscopic means doesn't matter if you notice, cause I'm existing, thriving conditions, most of it dying, creating types of styles without ever even trying. Animal kingdom core, always intestinal. Book me at a high jam, a folk festival, selection plentiful. I am the bestival, all kinds of balls. One testicle, one mic in the hand of the man with two souls on my flow. For the track that I've got to let go. I'm talking, I'm not a black belt. I'm talking about a safety belt. I'm talking understanding your health. Talking is how I help. I'm not talking about a savior. I'm talking about a hand lender. I'm talking about brush strokes in the bigger picture. I'm cocked short off for sure. What's that even mean? Metaphorical matches, crap tracks, ideas, and gasoline. If I'm saying the truth, I'm just saying what I mean. And what I mean is I can only say what is true to me. What I believe is my message. And it would be to take a chord, the Pied Piper, and follow yourself and breathe.
I am always going to be very grateful that he did that, you know, because it's all about just being yourself, right? That was the point, is just do this because you want to, and he did, you know. And what's funny about it now is he's doing something else entirely. Like, if you go and you check out his account on Instagram, Christ, I wish I could remember what it is off the top of my head, you would see he's doing artwork now. Like, years ago, he started doing, like, these duck paintings, but they're not duck paintings. Like, they, hold on.
Yeah.
You take over. Yeah, right. I'm going to look this up because I got to show you.
Yeah. And I love just like being able to express yourself authentically, and just like all the different ways that I feel like we can do that, like arts, music, dancing, plays. Like those are all the things that have a tough time getting valued in a world that's very just like driven to get to the next thing. So yeah, I enjoy expressing myself in different ways a lot more these days, because I never really saw a reason to. I was like, why would I slow down and just, you know, read a book, play the guitar? Like, yeah, it would need to be for a purpose, for a reason, to get, you know, to get a girl to like me is like why I would want to get good at guitar. Like it needed to be for another thing. Like, no, you can just do it as a means of fucking living. Like, we got life, man. We got life. You can live your life. So yeah.
This is incredibly hard to find.
What are you looking
for? I'm looking for my buddy's account because I wanted to show you an example of the art that he started doing. Uh-huh. It's cool in the fact that it's specifically his own. Uh-huh. Like, it's kind of a fun mixture of like cartoon and at the same time parody. Like, he's expressing a lot about humanity. It's a lot of artwork about stuff that we do, like how mm-hmm. seriously we take ourselves, but they're all like ducks, like yellow ducks, and it's
that's dope.
It's great. Yeah. Like, and what I love is the fact that he just started doing it after he left his hometown. After mm-hmm. that, he left his hometown around the same time I left that town. Uh-huh. Left his family behind, left everything he knew, left a career, because he had been a plumber, professional mm-hmm. plumber, with own company, doing that whole thing, like, you know. And he just left and he went down to another city. And he started doing other stuff, hanging out with different people, exploring his music. And then he ended up doing some odd jobs. And in the meantime, he started doing this art, just kind of put it on Instagram and whatnot. Now he sells pieces. He's done a couple of shows at like galleries and stuff. Right. And it's his. It's specifically his. And I fucking love it.
Yeah.
You know, same with that. Like when he did that at my house, I was inspired as shit.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't ever imagine myself doing something like that. At all, or even having the wherewithal to know how to do something like that, you know. And he just started fucking around with his friends. He's like, because we went out, we used to go snowshoeing, right? And we were talking about stuff. He's like, yeah, man, I've been hanging out with a bunch of people and been doing this and I've been trying this stuff. I'm like, well, fuck, I got a YouTube channel, throw that shit up there.
Oh, that was on your YouTube channel. Yeah, just like, yeah, dude, just like doing things and relaxing and seeing what happens and seeing how it plays out is fucking exciting, because like so much of growing up, it's like you're, you know, the thought of just authentically expressing yourself from you and like not coloring within the lines, like not following a tracing something, or it just like expressing what you are is fucking incredible. So
I still can't believe I can't find his content. It's driving me nuts.
Come around.
Why can't I search these messages?
Do you know his first and last name?
His name is Chad.
Chad. There's a lot of Chads.
I know. Well, I know it's not going to say that on his Instagram account. Oh, I can search.
Ah, yes.
There it is. Bam. Right. You can find him at profile. Chaddy.an. So chaddy.ann. And this is some of the shit that he is.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Is that like Mona Lisa Duck?
Like, this is, it's.
Oh, those are fucking cool.
They are fucking rad. I just love this shit. They're like, it's like, come on, a female Mario.
These are incredible.
Right?
Like, oh, two horses. Like, with a dude, was that dude smoking weed on the side?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah.
But they're all decidedly his. They're all his point of view.
Yeah.
Right? People believe that Mother Nature physically lives in there and he's there like pointing at the trees. That's great. So definitely check his shit out. I'll contact him and see if I can show some of his stuff on our podcast, because it'd be kind of fun. I love the fact that it's just his. Yeah. Like you're looking at that, you're like, I have never seen art like that ever. Mm-hmm. I've never seen art like that. Ever.
Yeah.
And when you look at the process of doing it, like, he really puts a lot of time into that shit and it's great. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just love the fact that it's making traction and that he continues to find new ways to express himself. And I can't help but wonder, what's he going to do next?
It's a great question.
Right?
Yeah. It's exciting to just have the opportunity to do that with your life. And, you know, even if you have, you know, a set job, like 9 to 5, there's still time outside of that to like even just take an hour instead of watching some TV, like, and watching something that someone else has expressed or come up with, like, find out how you express yourself and like jump in. And like when you just like let your imagination kind of sit and you settle into where you're at, it can be a really cool practice too. And just seeing what comes out, you know, seeing what's expressed when you're just in those spots of being relaxed. And, you know, yeah, I mean, art's a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've done, I did an art class in like middle school, but yeah,
do a little bit of
drawing here and there.
Right now we're learning music.
Yeah.
Which is another type of art.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, being music, episode 1 is online, where you get to see our very first experience with Jeff Horrocks, who is one of the leaders of Fidelium. Jeff was nice enough to offer to teach us music as a series. And so we're really excited to work with him because he's a fantastic teacher. And again, like, another form of expression.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine like actually like doing what my friend just did there. Still, I'm just like, I don't even know where to start with anything like that. Like, it's like, I see him play a beat and he starts doing his thing and I'm like, meh, no idea. I'm looking forward to understanding a bit more about that and creating a piece of music at some point. Maybe making Dualistic Unity the song.
Dualistic Unity.
Possibly not.
Dualistic Unity.
That's like the introduction for the Dualistic Unity sitcom.
You know, it's like the spinning spiral Dualistic Unity coming out from the back, then it pops up wide like that.
I love it. Yeah, that works. That works.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Holy rusted metal, Andrew.
Yeah. Holy rusted metal.
Yeah, did you never watch the original Batman?
No.
Oh my god. So the original Batman was great for its time. It was what they could do given censorship and whatnot at the time. Like, that's why all the violence is like pow bam, and they actually like show like bam and that whole thing. Well, the very worst part of Batman the original TV show is how they just fucking killed Robin. Like, Robin is it, not literally,
just like
they should have, if they were going to do that to him. Like, Robin all of a sudden became just the weirdest sidekick to have, man. Like, he was just like, why are you even here, boy? And it's just like, and it was just,
it wasn't like a Kenny situation, was it?
Oh my, no, he didn't die. No, you kind of wished though, you know. And the only reason is like he would follow along and he'd be like, holy smokes, Batman, surely you don't mean, but he would say, like, after a while, he'd have to, like, toss in different types of holy.
Uh-huh.
And one day he's like, you know, holy rusty metal, Batman. And you're like, oh
man.
And it was just terrible. But again, this is a show that at one point, Batman is hanging from his bat helicopter, and there's a shark that's, like, trying to get him, and I think it's got his cape or something. And he's like, Robin, quickly, pass me the bat shark repellent. And right there, you're like, this has got too far.
Oh, man. Toss me that repellent, please. Oh, man. Yeah.
Shark repellent.
Yeah.
The specific bat shark repellent that I've made. Just in case.
Just in case.
And kept in the helicopter of all places.
Well, he's probably got it stocked in every part of his life. He's probably got them on land, you know, just in case he needs a spare on his way to the ocean. You know? Must have his bat shark repellent. It is so vital for all the situations.
But it was an aerosol.
It's like one of those things you put on dogs or cats when they're chewing on something.
What's that? It's like, I really hope that shark's above water.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to work under.
Yeah. I was thinking if he's hanging off, or when it jumps up out of the water and he's just like, shh, gets it real quick. And then
all right, here we go. I'm gonna choose a random video, maybe not random. What do you want to see?
What, so are these all recordings?
You oh yeah
things?
Okay, let's see if this works.
Interconnectivity and a massive headache.
If it works, we'll hope.
All right. Here's one. While I'm in this thought process, I definitely want to try and get it out, just because it's one that pops into my reality every once in a while, and I really think it's a very good reason to not feel guilty or to not judge ourselves based on what we do as the character. Now, I was mentioning to Dean the other day that one of the things that we're doing is we're playing two roles at once. Well, actually three. We're playing the character, we're playing the reality of that character, and the ultimate observer creator of the character and the reality. Now, what I mean is that I go about my daily life, and I, through my free will, I go through certain actions, I go through certain lessons, I go through certain insights. Now, what I don't realize is that all of those lessons, insights, and actions are specifically for the purpose of not only this character, but all of the characters I interact with. And to give you an example, this evening, my wife and I were sitting down at my mom's place, and we were playing a board game. And as I mentioned, my wife is 8.5 months pregnant, and she had leaned against the table because her stomach was really, really full from a piece of cake. And she had done it to alleviate some form of I guess her stomach was feeling very full, and she just wanted to take the weight off a little bit. Now, she wasn't looking at this as a bad thing, though definitely the temptation is always there to judge something as bad or to react to it and to get sucked right into the reaction and just start, you know, judging and delving into the perception of negativity. And my mom speaks up as her reality, always looking at this from the first person, and says, "You're uncomfortable, aren't you?" And right there, Melissa had the chance to let go of her responsibility to choose how she feels and react based on the opening that her reality was giving her. And she didn't, of course, but this is what reality is always trying to do us. It's giving us two options: take responsibility for your choice, or react and escape from your choice. Now, the funny part about that is, at the same time, my mom, again, from the first person perspective, was asking a question based on her own perceptions, based on, you know, well, my mom is ill and has it, and often thinks of herself in an uncomfortable kind of way, just because, well, that's what being ill is. We think of what we're going through and react to it by assuming that it's bad and assuming that something's wrong, right? So she was speaking to her reality and saying, "Are you uncomfortable? You know, is something wrong? Will you react to this too?" And her reality, acting through my wife, said, "No, we always have the chance to choose how we feel." And so her reality was serving as that lesson there again, providing the lesson: you can react or you can take responsibility and choose. Now, I think this is really interesting because both of these characters, both my wife and my mom, are looking from the first person perspective. They're both doing what they're doing based on what they assume is their free will. They're both doing it based on their choices and their perceptions and of course based on the actions and perceptions they've done in that day. But you notice that they both played the part of reality for each other perfectly, for each of them to learn the lessons to progress as a character into the next area. And so what I mean by we're playing the puppet and the puppeteer is that the mind behind both of these two characters is the same mind, and it's making sure that all of us are interacting exactly as we're supposed to help every other character that we run across by serving the purpose of their reality acting as it should according to their perceptions.
And I just want to mention very quickly that the big shift here for me was the lack of human personality on the self. Like, I'm still going, you know, there's the ultimate self that's kind of watching everything and making sure that it's all in line. That's not it at all. It's all in line by virtue of it being intelligence. It's not that there's an intelligence overseeing it. It's that we are intelligence itself. So it has to be seamless. It has to be perfect.
So it's not anything overlaid on top of anything or anything separate from me being myself.
That's right. That's just more of a remnant of me not wanting to accept that it's me, of me still holding on to an idea of myself here that separated me from it.
Now, I know this is, like, if anything's going to give you a headache, it's what I'm talking about right now, because I'm talking about the fact that our mind is literally so organized in that it balances chaos and order, free will and destiny so perfectly for infinite reflections of the self. And this is why I say that you can't feel guilty about what you've done or how you've acted or what you've thought, because the whole lesson behind it isn't to feel guilty, but to learn from it and realize that what you've learned or what you're feeling is supposed to be there for whatever part you have to play in somebody else's reality. Literally, there is no point in worrying about any of it or struggling to be something other than we're not, because we're always going to be what we're supposed to be. There's no choice. Everything has to work out this way. And that's pretty much my thought process for the interconnectivity of reality and life. And I'll end it there for now.
Yeah. Oof. So just like each and everything, because anytime that shame and guilt piles in, it's like a distraction, because it's still it's here.
Yeah, it's just me looking at the whole point.
Yeah,
right? It's just feeling separate again, saying nope, this is just me. Uh-huh. I'm going through it because of me. Yeah. It's my problems. It's my, you know, there's something wrong with me. It's like, no, you're not you. You're not divided in the way that you think you are. You know, this is what Carl Jung talked about in terms of like the collective subconscious, right? Like, we're all connected in a lot of ways. We're all dealing with a lot of the same common shit, you know, in so many ways. And yeah, we forget that. But that was one of the videos that remains from back then. And as you can tell, this one was later than the 2005 video, because at this point we were closer to Celeste being born. So this was actually just in early 2007.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, it's cool being able to see it, you know, run through all of these. So would you just, you know, have certain thoughts and then just...
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You could see on this one, I was like, okay, all right, I'm working through this one. No, I'm just like, whereas some of them would just sit down and there wasn't so much enthusiasm. And then other ones, I was just like right up in your face and just trying to go through. Because again, I was just talking to myself. And it was a lot of that process that allowed me to really look at myself, like even more so now. Like, I can watch that now and I'm like, yeah, I can see all the insecurities and stuff like that, sure. But back then, to sit down and watch those insecurities was a big fucking phase. Like, it was a big process for me to record the video, not watch the video, post the video, and then watch the video.
Ooh. Yeah,
right. Like, that's what I used to do, so that way I couldn't judge it before it went out.
Yeah,
I'd just be like, throw it out.
Yeah, because even that's a practice in letting go. Yeah,
and that's it. And that's where it was for me. But you see, it's funny because now people will talk to me and they'll be like, "All right, just throws caution in the wind, like nothing." At one point, it was, you know, one little step at a time, like posting a video online without, like, you know, judging the shit out of it and not being able, like, all that. It was hard. That was hard for me, you know, even after coming out of the forest. That's the funniest part, because in the forest it's almost easier. It is absolutely just you.
Right?
But when you're back, it's still you, but look at all the reflections of you that suddenly you're afraid of. And it's because there's some division still that you're holding on to.
Yeah, and because, like, it's not even, you know, going through the forest like you did and like feeling clear a lot of the time and you know, going through all the stuff there, it's like, you can go, like, that's a certain discomfort, but then interacting with a bunch of people is like another sort of entire discomfort. And it's still discomfort. And you're still like looking at that root, but it's variations. And like, there was a point where I kind of thought that, oh, it was like kind of all or nothing all the time. And it's like, so far from that. It's like variation it's moment to moment. It's moment to moment. It's never anything that you ever come to or overcome. It's not something you achieve, like a state of, you know, peace or whatever. It's not a spot that you get to ever. It's not something that you even let go of, like the insecurities. It's just the response to them and taking responsibility for how you feel, you know, for your response to how you're feeling in your situation is huge. Like in the, you know, example that you were talking about on there, just having the opportunity to see each and every moment, like, oh, it's my responsibility for how I feel. It's not on anyone else, because there is no one else. And so if I do have a response based on a fear or concern or trying to have control over, you know, myself, then it's passing that responsibility at the same time that I'm fostering that fear or where that fear comes from, seeing someone else, you know.
Fun little trip back in time, right? Yeah. You see, that's what I mean. Cool. Like, you look back and you're like, oh, I want to judge how I was.
Yeah.
But I couldn't have gotten here without it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not that I was wrong necessarily. It's just that I was kind of distorted in how much I was still making it about me without recognizing it, because I had the bias that was there because of the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So all of it was just working through that. It's not like it wasn't underneath it, but every time I say those very same words, like I could say the same thing I said in that video now, and it would come across totally differently because of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Right. But it was that, oh, there's an organizing consciousness over top that removed me from a state of mind where I could relax enough to have a different impact on that situation or even to play a different part. Right. Yeah. So it's so interesting how things change over time. So that said, we got like 2 minutes left here. I just wanted to mention, we're going to be on Patreon after this. If you can join us, it's a tier 2 call. If you are a tier 2 member, by the way, you can join us every second Tuesday for a roundtable episode. We have a roundtable coming up next week. Roundtable number 33, I believe. Great number to join. Just saying. You can chat with us, be on the episode. If you have something that you are doing in the world, if you have a project, let's just say you have a life coaching business or any kind of coaching business, and you want to say that in the episode towards the end, just say, oh, I just want to mention, bye-bye. You can do that. It's a great opportunity for you to introduce yourself to the community and to participate in the conversation as a whole, because that's what this is. It's a conversation, and it continues to change. And the point of the video that I just posted is actually the same point I'm about to make. You don't know that jumping onto the roundtable isn't exactly what's best for everyone, including you. And you can doubt it, or you can take responsibility for that doubt and do it anyway.
Amen. Yeah. Not having. Yeah. It's fucking powerful to be able to look at that doubt and concern and just recognize that you can have that faith in yourself, you know, to do it yourself for you. Like there's no one to do it for. There's no one to look to. Like part of me. Yeah. I throughout my life, I look for someone to help me do things, like help me with, you know, living my life instead of just living it and taking that responsibility for it, you know? And it's like, it all kind of ties hand in hand with some sort of concern for how I'm expressing things and the passing off of the responsibility for, you know, some sort of feeling. And so being able to take that and then look at things I'm, you know, doubting or spots where I doubt myself and just, you know, jumping in, you know, continuing to jump in. That's how I change. That's how, yeah. And even just expressing wherever you're at, like that's, you never know who's watching or who's listening or how things are going to play out. So similar to that, that video I posted on Instagram, TikTok, the forest walk.
Yeah. Check that out. Fun. Yeah. By the way, there's a lot more of these coming. The forest walks, the the weed reviews. We got a restaurant review coming up. We've got, what is it? We have a chili cooking video coming up. And then we did breakfast burritos yesterday. So that's another video in the near future. A lot of things coming. That said, if you can join us in California, still got a few tickets left. We are coming up to the date though. So definitely let us know. If you'd like to save an additional $150 on your ticket, you can do so with code BigBear150, and that can be used in conjunction with your Patreon code. So you can save up to $500 on that ticket. All your substances and food and everything else are covered, and you get to just shoot the shit with us for the entire time you're there. Nature walks of our own. Maybe you go swimming in the lake, play some pool. It's going to be fucking amazing. So join us if you can. If not, we will see you on Patreon in a little bit.
Fuck yeah. Bye, everyone.